In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we lost one of our faithful and honest father, Abuna Arsenius Aziz Sirri, to heavens. But we won him as an intercessor to us as of now. May the Lord repose his soul in the paradise of joy and give us all the sympathy and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Abuna Arsenius is a friend of mine since not less than 50 years. We were together as youth or children in St. Mary Church in Muharram Bay, Alexandria. And he was ordained during the papacy of Pope Kyrillus VI. And he has on his body a huge number of prints of passions and suffering, and in his soul as well. And every spot of suffering has become now a crown to his soul. So I see him with my eyes of faith, covered completely with crowns. And all the servants of God and priests, the hegumens who are already in the paradise of joy, I'm sure that they received him with a victorious hymn that he already learned on earth, and he's sharing with them now the hymn that St. John mentioned in the Revelation book, chapter 14, about those who memorized the hymn of the groom and Moses, of the Lamb and Moses, the servant of God. I was going to start a series tonight, but I excuse you to have a short trip to Egypt as of Friday. I will not be here for 2 weeks. So inshallah, after we come back, we start the series that we promised months ago. We want tonight, in a few minutes, to meditate on the topic of the gospel of these Vespers. Some important verses were said in this part from the Gospel of St. Matthew. The disciples went to a boat without our Lord Jesus Christ. They went before him, as it is said in the verse number 22 from chapter 14. And they went before him going to the other side. And this is the first point that we want to meditate. If we want to go to any side, we need to make sure that our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. When they went alone in the boat, they faced problems in the sea. And we can ask ourselves, if our Lord was with them in the boat, would they have been facing a trouble in the sea or not? Who can answer? Yes. But my question was the problems of the sea could have been occurred or not, or could have occurred or not. This is the question. Yes? The trouble of the sea, الأمواج والهياج والبحر. لو كان المسيح معاهم في المركب كان هيحصل ولا ما كانش هيحصل؟ لا بس انا بتكلم على نقطة مهمة جدا. حتى لو كان معاهم كان هيحصل ولا ما كانش هيحصل؟ مين يقول كان هيحصل ومين يقول ما كانش هيحصل؟ كان يمكن يحصل. يحصل. Happen? Happen. Happen. Paul. Happen. All of you, huh? Doesn't happen. Unfortunately, Nibin, it happens. The presence of God does not prevent the troubles and the problems that we face. The main difference is whether Jesus in the boat or not. So the presence of God in my heart does not prevent the problems, the persecutions. Otherwise, what we are seeing now all over the world, in Egypt, in Iraq, here, everywhere. So the problem of the disciples was that they got into the boat alone without him. Now we thank God, he is in us. We do not go anywhere, any way, any time without him. He is in my heart now. He is in my life now. He works with his spirit. And my heart is his temple, and my life is his. My body, my soul, my spirit are owned by him through his salvation. So number one, the problem with the disciples, they got into the boat. But the question here, did they go alone or he ordered them to go? He ordered them to go. Why? He wanted to put him into temptation, to let them be trained how to rely on him, how to depend on him, how to they refuge to him when they have any problem. So they went in the boat. And Jesus Christ was alone in the mountain praying for us, as usual. He always prays for us. On behalf of the whole mankind, he used to pray to the Father all night, many days, many nights. And he said, now when evening came, he was alone there. What a word. Our Lord Jesus Christ was alone there with the Father, praying for all the mankind to teach us how to pray and to teach us that the pray is the gate. That when we go through, everything will be solved. Every problem we face will be solved. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea. St. Matthew used very strong words. The boat was in the middle of the sea. No seashore from here, no seashore from there. It was in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Tossed by the waves means suffering so much. The word in Arabic does not describe the disciples. The word was describing the boat. واخدين بالكم من الحتة دي؟ يقول إيه؟ وأما السفينة فكانت بعيدة عن البر نحو 25 غلوة معذبة من الأمواج. Suffering from the waves. Which was suffering, the disciples or the boat? The boat. What is the boat? The church. Who are suffering? Hence, the children in the church. So the children in the church, the disciples in the boat, in the middle of the sea, far from the seashore, is suffering. Why? Because the wind was contrary. Look around you now, in Canada, in Egypt, in Iraq. When we met with the Prime Minister on Thursday, I said to him, look, Your Excellency, the way that the terrorism started was beginning from the daycares. They put the seed of hatred in the hearts of the kids. And after hatred, it moves to be fanaticism. And after fanaticism, it moves to be terrorism. And we hope, as Canadians, we hope to warn that this procedure is now on in Canada. Be aware. Be alert. The wind is contrary. The wind is the work of Satan. And Satan wants to destroy the boat and to perish all the children who are in the boat. And I might speak about the Copts or the Catholics or the Protestants. I am not speaking about the children of God, wherever they are. We are now in one boat, and we must be in one boat. And this boat is the church. And the church now is facing a strong wind, which is contrary to the children of God. Be aware of that. Now, the word of God, we see it practically when he said, the time will come when everyone who kills you believes that he is offering a sacrifice to God or presenting service to God. The boat now of the church is suffering of the waves and the wind against it all over the world. But be in good cheer. As our Lord God Jesus Christ has overcome the world, now also we will overcome the world. Do not hesitate. Do not let the spirit of hatred around you comes in your spirit to have the same feeling. But on the contrary, love your enemy and pray for them. Pray for them. For the Lord to change the stony hearts to a soft hearts and flesh. Now in the fourth watch of the night, why, my Lord? Why you are on the mountain alone, leaving us to the fourth watch? Why don't you come from the first moment to defend? And the answer, where is your faith? How will I reward you if you are not tested? How would I give you crowns of martyrdom like the martyrs of Alexandria or the noisest one of Samalut? Or the six ones of Nag Hammadi, and before them and after them. How could I give you the crowns of martyrdom if I do not wait to the fourth watch? And here is the spiritual meaning. Wait. Do not be in a hurry that the Lord will sound a big sound which destroy the cedar of Lebanon. But trust in him. He will come. Trust in him. He will not leave us alone. Trust in him. He is strengthening our faith. Trust in him. He is here. He will never leave us. He will never ignore us, but on the contrary, the more he gains to the paradise of joy, the more he strengthens his bride, the church. One of the servants commented on the event of or what happened in Alexandria, saying, the ground of Alexandria, the earth, became very dry, and there are cracks in the ground because of our weaknesses, our lukewarmness, our dryness. So the Lord let the blood of the martyrs water the dry ground to be fruitful ground, to regain our good spiritual life and to leave our lukewarmness and our coldness and dryness. So the Lord waited until the fourth watch of the night. He leaves us, but does he leave us eternally? No. He leaves us for a while, but he will visit us with a great multitude, a great amount of mercies and compassions. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea after or at the fourth watch of the night, they were in trouble. Through their fearness, through their businesses or troubles that they were facing in the Lord, they did not, in the sea, they did not recognize. They did not recognize that he was our Lord Jesus Christ. Look, they did not recognize. They said, he is a ghost. Look, it's another point. Please, don't let the troubles and persecutions and problems prevent you from seeing our Lord Jesus Christ. They thought or they saw him as a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It's I, do not be afraid. This is the verse that everyone must not only memorize in his heart nowadays, but also must keep it in his heart and repeat it every moment to scatter away, to have it far away every thought of fearness or trouble or hesitation that our Lord is not with us. I am, he said to them, and he is saying to us nowadays, because we are in the same boat. The same boat 2,000 years ago is the same boat now. And the same atmosphere is the same atmosphere. The same waves are the same waves. The same winds are the same winds. But in another shape, but the effect the same. But he said, it's I, do not be afraid. And to prove that he was our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave the power to St. Peter to walk on the water. And it means that we can do the same thing that he does. We can have the same power that he has. We can walk on the water. We can overcome the waves. And we can face the opposite winds bravely, strongly, and conquer all of that. And this is what happened to St. Peter. Yes, after a while, he afraid and he was going to drown because he hesitated that he is going, walking on the water. But the Lord took his hand and put him in the boat again. But the miracle here is not the Lord was walking on the water. It's not a miracle. It's a normal. He is God. He is God. He walks everywhere, on the water, in the fire, in the air, anywhere. But the miracle is St. Peter, through the power of Jesus Christ, can walk on the water. And every one of us can walk on the water through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at him. And this is what we need only. Look at him. Do not look at the winds. Do not be troubled with the waves. Do not look at the opposers, even the persecutors, even the terrorists. The most, the ultimate action they can do against me is to kill me. This is the best, because they give me the fastest, the safest, and the most guaranteed way to go to the paradise of joy. The fastest, the easiest, and the most guaranteed. It's not the problem. But the problem is we may lose our faith. We don't want to have that. The more we face trouble, the more we strengthen our faith. The more that the Lord permitted persecutions and problems to the church, the more he is circumcising every bad part, every bad organ, every bad thought from us in the Feast of Circumcision that was yesterday. Why? To go pure there, to go ready there. Be aware of that. Do not be afraid. I am he. I am he. It is I. Do not be afraid. The gates of the Hades will not overcome the boat of the Lord. أبواب الجحيم لن تقوى على كنيسته. And this chapter is a very important message to us tonight. Number one, in the boat, be sure that Jesus Christ is in your heart. He is, but feel that he is. When you feel that he is, you will be very careful if on every word you say, every place you go, every thought you have in mind, every behavior you do. When you forget that Jesus is not in your heart, you may fall like what St. Peter did in his weakness. But after that, he was brave to be crucified for the sake of God. Number two, the presence of God does not mean prevention of waves and opposite winds. He said, in the world, you will have tribulations. في العالم سيكون لكم ضيق. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. ثقوا أنا قد غلبت العالم. Number three, when you are in trouble and look at our Lord Jesus Christ, everything will be all right. Even the waves, even the winds is still. But the inner peace will give you comfort. The inner peace will give you faith in him. And you will not feel that you are alone. You are with him. May the Lord, who saved his disciples in the boats and saved St. Peter from drowning, may also be in my heart and save the boat of my life and save me from drowning in the sea, in the water of this world. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.